Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. This morning, we have a 9:30 agenda item, a meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items, of which we have several. So at the moment, let's just go ahead and take them as they are on the agenda. So we'll start with the action item to consider Idaho Office of Emergency Management Performance Grant Program 2025 subrecipient agreement.
Yes.
He waits for no one. He just comes right in. Good morning. Bring us up to speed.
So this is the new emergency management performance grant application. Our amount has decreased a little bit from previous years. There are some other stipulations that were tied to the grant. We have worked those out with the Idaho Office of Emergency Management prior to bringing it to your attention for signature.
Okay. Ben?
Chair, Commissioner, this is a renewal of a grant application, but the terms for all federal grants have changed substantially in the last year or two. In terms of the requirements, but also in terms of the consequences for failing to comply with those requirements. And so we went and did a really deep dive to make sure that we can agree to these terms before accepting the money, but also understanding what our obligations are moving forward. They are different, and again, we've done a review and are in a position where we can believe it's appropriate to sign as the county.
Okay. All right. Commissioner Brooks?
Mr. Chairman, we have the match amount budgeted, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep. You figured as much.
Are you sensitive to that? All right. I'm in favor with what I know.
Yeah, I am as well, Mr. Chairman. So I move that we sign the Idaho Office of Emergency Management Performance Grant Program 2025 subrecipient agreement as presented.
All right. I'd second the motion. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Next action item is consider Insight renewal agreement for Microsoft 365. Good morning.
Morning.
So this is going to just be a renewal, or is this is it its own separate contract?
This is a renewal. This is, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is the tri-annual renewal. So this is the big one. It locks us in for the pricing that we've established now, which we made them work pretty hard on this one, as hard as we could. And we also worked hard within our team to reduce the license count where we could and really fine-tune this. Because, of course, once we lock in on this for 3 years, you can always add more, you just can't take away, right? And so that's where we're at with this one, but we worked it the best we could.
Seems to be a theme there. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, I would also like to say that this does include an 8% increase from Microsoft that is coming for the next renewal year, and there will be increases moving forward as well. But I sort of, from my team, I would like to call out HIRO and the operations team. They looked at three different vendors. We tried to do it as much due diligence as possible to bring down the cost as much as possible, knowing these increases were coming.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for their work.
Yeah.
All right. Legal's reviewed and.
Yes, Chairman, the terms in it are one of those online forms where you have to click the link and go. And so you won't see that here.
Right.
Yes, we did review.
Okay. I guess I'm in favor. Appreciate all the work to make it minimal as we can, and knowing we can always add more. Yeah.
This is one that we pretty much have to choose to afford.
Yeah.
So Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the Insight renewal agreement for Microsoft 365 as presented.
All right, I would second the motion. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next item is consider designating certain information technology department property as having nominal value and authorizing its destruction. Okay. So consider donating certain information technology department property of nominal value to Computers for Kids, Inc.
Morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
So we have the one for nominal value to Computers for Kids, correct?
Yes.
So the resolution just has equipment listed that at this point in the county environment has outgrown the life cycle and the lifespan. So most computers run about 5-year cycle. We try to stretch them out to 6 where we can. So that's what the majority of these are.
Okay.
Those that aren't, it looks like we have a couple items down at the bottom that, oh, no, those are laptops. So yeah, these are all PCs that just have reached that lifespan for the county's infrastructure. So these, we take the hard drives out and we send them off to Computers for Kids. They actually take, rebuild the hard drives, put new hard drives in, and can actually get them to function for kids of the program to provide them with a device that they otherwise may not be able to afford or come across.
And we've done this for several years in a row, yeah.
Yep.
All right, is legal reviewed?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Very good. So let's consider the first one for nominal value. Do you want to do both of them? We can, let's introduce the second one also. We'll just make a motion to authorize both of them.
So the second resolution that we have up there is a resolution to designating surplus personal property with nominal value and authorizing the destruction of Canyon County Information Technology Department equipment. So what this one is, again, there's a couple PCs listed throughout this one, as well as some print shop equipment that no longer has value to it, a couple network switches, a couple access points. So again, these, there's also a couple phones, there's TV on there, a couple TVs on there. So what these are actually devices or equipment throughout the county that either no longer work, have been broken, or no longer have any value whatsoever left to them, where we cannot donate them to companies like Computer for Kids, that type of thing. And this just allows us to properly get rid of them so we are not destroying or getting rid of assets that belong to Canyon County with that authorization.
And this is, we've been doing this also for several years. Very, just need to make sure legal's reviewed this. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, yes. On the one for the Computers for Kids, I don't remember in the past seeing a list with actual dollar amounts attached to it. What are...
So the dollar amounts are kind of a weird thing in this asset system. So when we enter a new asset into this system, the value that you see is actually the value of the asset when it was originally purchased.
Okay.
So
that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, so commonly what we'll do is we'll actually get rid of those costs before we generate these reports. It happened to be that when we generated this report, it was just something that we had missed on our side of moving.
Okay.
But that is your original purchase price to it.
Okay, thank you.
Will it be confusing to the public to leave that on the form, or should we redo it with that?
That's partly why I asked, but just leave it there.
Okay. That I'd entertain a motion.
She brought it back for me. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution designating certain IT department property as having nominal value and authorizing its destruction, and we also sign the resolution donating certain IT department property of nominal value to Computers for Kids Incorporated as presented.
Okay. I'd second the motion. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. All right. Next action item is to consider updated purchase and sales agreement for property located at 15503 State Highway 44. All right, come on up. Morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's living a dream.
Of course.
Who would like to bring us up to speed of where we are at this morning?
Chairman and Commissioner, I would like to update you on this. We had a meeting with the owner of that address. They have brought their own residential agent in, and that residential agent let them know that they thought that this was a fair appraisal. They were had a good opinion of Jeff Bull's value on the, or he had the opinion that it was a good value. The wife seemed neutral, and the husband thought the property is worth more. We offered them, kind of asked them about the property, and they've been contacted by ITD that they're going to expand that road, and that they were going to have to take some of their property, and their driveway would be 5 feet high, higher than it currently is. So, you know, we let them know that that can affect the value of the property, that since that's going to probably come through. And they said, well, since you contacted us as a county, now the ITD hasn't contacted us. I said, well, we don't know anything about ITD's purchase. And so I think that the fact that the seller knows that that property is going to be impacted by ITD should make them aware that that's going to affect their property negatively, and I will continue to talk to them about that. Then the broker that represents them stated that he doesn't think that they should have to pay share closing costs or title insurance or pay any real estate fee. So we have put together a purchase and sale agreement. They did not give us a written counter. They verbally told us that's what they wanted. So we put together those items and wanted to run that by you if that was okay with you. They've been a little bit harder to communicate with since we had a meeting with them. We've tried to contact their broker several times and haven't heard back. I just, while I'm sitting here, received a text from her that he's going to get back to us, but I think we should address this change order that she gave us as we met with her and her husband and their broker, and present this to them if you guys so be it want to pursue it in that direction.
Okay. Dave, do you have any perspective?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, as Norm explained, we did talk before we put this together. They've been keeping me in the know about the negotiations. But yeah, just to reiterate, I think this new purchase and sales agreement outlines that we pay the fees. They don't pay any real estate fees. Also in there, it talks about they can take items from the property that don't impede the structural integrity of the structures. Like, for example, like a fire insert.
Right, they wanted fire insert, chandelier, cabinets.
Stuff like that, but the purchase and sales agreement outlines that nothing that impedes or negatively impacts the structural integrity of the buildings. And then also I believe it says that they can stay at the property for up to a year for $1 per month, 6 months guaranteed. And after the 6 months, we can give them think it says 90 days notice. So I mean, almost like 8 months, I guess, guaranteed, if you put it in those terms. But I don't foresee that being a problem. And I think if this gets this, I think this, from what my perspective is, this, from what they kind of have verbally said they wanted, this gets us like halfway there. If they don't have to pay any of the fees, real estate fees. I mean, if we're meeting them halfway, I guess, or close to it.
Did you say ITD's future actions would negatively impact the value of this property?
That's what, as she told us, you know, that their driveway would be 5 feet higher and it would come into their property, so.
So is there a reason why, or is there any reason that we should just wait to allow ITD to negatively affect the value of this property?
If they don't take this, that's where we'll be. Yep. You could. It's totally your decision. I think I would offer it, but, you know, because I think then there was good faith towards them. But you guys are totally in charge. I don't know. Totally up to you.
Chairman, I ask a hard question. Mr. Loper and Norm, if with the ITD potential changes within that property, does it impact your ability to utilize the properties you envision or you intended for solid waste?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, from what I understand, that the ITD project will be a positive for the project that we're considering, i.e. the overpass widening, more lanes, the widening of the road. I think that will be a net positive for our future project, for sure.
Okay. I think that if we negotiate in good faith, we can. I'm amenable to take these and put them in writing and present them back to that, but I would, my personal opinion is I would communicate to them that this is it. This is, they're not in a great position to be negotiating, and this is as far as I'm really interested in going.
Well, if you want to just wait and let them sit on it, we can do that too. Just totally your decision.
I'm not interested in that. It opens Pandora's box. It's the same issue that we got before.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, I guess from my point of view, if this will solve the issue and this will be a good faith step forward to say, hey, you know, we've listened to your concerns, we kind of met you halfway, quote unquote, I think this is a good solution, and in future it'll I think help us show that we tried our best. Yeah. And I'm hopeful that this will get us where we need to be.
Chairman, one other thing I forgot to tell you that their broker said to him, they need to be given a moving allowance. And I said to him right out front, I said, nobody has ever been given moving allowances to my knowledge. That's not going to happen. I said, that's not protocol from the county. They can only pay what it appraises. Yeah. For.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, too, we're giving them like 8 months to a year to find a place that they like, and they'll have the cash in hand. So, I mean, that savings alone for a full year is worth quite a bit. A lot of money.
They need to take into consideration that this board has just gone through BOE, Board of Equalization. We've seen more comps than a person outside of the industry should, And having just been through that, the comps that are shown on this are very good, very, very equal. You should see some of the jokes that we get as quote-unquote comps.
Well, even their broker said these were good comps.
Yeah, they are. So anybody can always think that their ground's worth more because, but you gotta be able to compare that. I'm sorry, interrupted.
What they told us, and I didn't come to you about this at first, that the appraiser had underappraised their property by 400 square feet. So we went back to the appraiser. The appraiser came back in. He was spot on. He did it exactly correctly. And so that one was thrown out of the basket right away. So then we have met every demand they want, except for we're not going to pay them money to move. They get their money to move out of free rent.
Yeah, that's their money to move. I concur.
You ready for a motion?
Yes, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the updated purchase and sale agreement for property located at 15503 State Highway 44 as presented.
All right, I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Oh, we didn't say who's going to initial.
I'll sign it.
God bless you. All right. Anything else? All right.
No, sir.
Nope. Do you expect a time that you will be back?
We gave them, was it 20?
We gave them until the 24th, so 3 days.
Maybe we should extend that. Do you want to extend that up to a week? 3 days. I mean, we're going to try and meet with them today, but doesn't mean we're going to meet with them. They're not dialoguing fast. I wonder if we should change that.
We could extend it.
Yeah, we can extend it.
I'd make a motion that we extend what's in the document and change it to 7 days.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So let's amend that to 7 days and be done with it. All right.
Then, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, just to clarify, Commissioner Brooks is going to sign the purchase sales agreement?
No. On the initials, we forgot. No, let's state what we've been doing. We've had you do the signature on this. So we will stay with that protocol. Good point. I was so scared about, you know, signing so many pages.
Okay.
So Dave has to sign.
Yep.
All of the initials, all the pages. Very good. We're going to sign this back page. Is there any other legal update that we need to do in general, or is there a need for an executive session? Really, we're staying out of trouble this well. Clerk has.
Dave, do you need one for?
We could do the.
Yeah. Report. Okay.
Yeah, and we've got our realtor group here, so it might be good to get an update on where we're at and other properties that the county's reviewing.
Okay. That's where I'm at, Mr. Chairman. That's where you're at? Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
Which one? Letter?
C, D, and F, I think it is. C is purchase of real estate.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, pursuant to authority granted by Idaho Code 74206 sub 1, C, regarding acquisition of interest in real property. D, records that are exempt from public disclosure, and F, to communicate with legal counsel. I move that we enter into executive session.
All right. I second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.